This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The governor of Russia's Belgorod region in the border with Ukraine said on Sunday fighting was ongoing on his side of the frontier and acknowledged pro-Ukrainian forces had taken Russians prisoner during cross-border clashes.
Увидел обращение подлецов, негодяев, убийц и фашистов.
The governor said he was ready for talks to retrieve quote-unquote Argaris from the saboteur fighters who say they have taken Russian soldiers prisoner in the Belgorod region. It was the first time a Russian official had admitted to the capture of prisoners on Moscow's territory by pro-Ukrainian forces during the more than 15 months of conflict. Hong Kong police searched and detained scores of people on Sunday as authorities tightened security for the 34th anniversary of the 1989 Tiananmen Square crackdown, Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Restrictions in Hong Kong have stifled what were once the biggest vigils and memorials marking the 1989 student demonstrations, leaving cities outside Chinese control to keep alive the memory on the June 4th anniversary. Among those arrested on Sunday were Alexandra Wong, a prominent democracy activist known as Grandma Wong. Another person detained was carrying the script of the theatrical play May 35th. The play has not been performed in Hong Kong since the year 2020, before the enactment of a national security law that Beijing imposed on the city later that year.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Fighting intensified in several areas of Khartoum on Sunday, residents of Sudan's capital reported, a day after the expiration of a ceasefire deal between rival military factions brokered by Saudi Arabia and the United States. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Preliminary investigations are pointing to a signal failure as the likely cause of the crash that killed hundreds of people in India's worst train disaster in decades and wounded over 1,000 more. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo reports.
Indian authorities say they have now concluded rescue operations at a business center where bodies were being taken for identification. Dozens of relatives waited, many weeping and clutching identification cards and pictures of missing loved ones. Families of the dead will get 1 million rupees or about $12,000 in compensation, while the seriously injured will get 200,000 rupees with 50,000 rupees for minor injuries.
Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo. The governor of Texas has joined his Florida counterpart in banning gender-affirming care for minors, but it's not just children who are affected. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Texas becomes the most populous state in the nation to prevent doctors from offering special medical care for young people who are transgender, despite opposition from the American Medical Association and other groups. At least 18 other states have similar bans, including Florida. 26-year-old Lucas, who works at a college, is thinking about moving out of state after losing access to hormone replacement therapy because the health clinic he used in Orlando stopped offering gender-affirming care to anyone once Florida's ban was signed. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Apple is expected to unveil its long-rumored headset as well as other tech devices at its annual developers conference on Monday. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The star of the show is expected to be a pair of goggles, perhaps called Reality Pro, according to leaks, that could be game-changing technology. But the XR headset that toggles between totally virtual or augmented options comes with a hefty price tag that could be in the $3,000 range. Apple CEO Tim Cook has touted augmented reality as technology's next quantum leap. Apple's developers conference is also expected to show off the latest Mac computer, the next operating system for iPhones, and strategy for AI. I'm Julie Walker.
Riyadh on Sunday announced it would slash output further by 1 million barrels per day in a bid to prop up prices despite fears of a recession. The announcement came following a meeting of the 13-member Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries, or OPEC, headed by Saudi Arabia and its 10 partners, led by Russia. I'm Joe Ramsey.